654 or 020-222-1630. You can also reach out on our email advertising@kbc.co.ke. Your national broadcaster, connecting Kenyans.
Your station with your choice of music, news, and information. This is
KBC English Service. The news headlines from KBC English Service in Nairobi.
Good evening. It's now 6 o'clock. I am Rose Were. The Kenya Power and Lighting Company plans to invest up to 258 million shillings in the next 3 years to drive the uptake of electric vehicles in the country. African youth are a major force in the digital transformation agenda on the continent. On the global scene, several rockets have been fired from Iraq towards a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria. And in sport, Evans Mwangi won the 1000cc category during the opening leg of the Superbike Series at Whistling Moran Racetrack at the river in Machakos County. For this and more news, join us at 7 o'clock. I am Rose Were.
News headlines from KBC English Service in Nairobi.
KBC English Service News. Stay up to date with news and information from around the country and the world. Sports, weather, and business headlines. KBC English Service News. On the hour, every hour, throughout the day.
KBC English Service.
Sundowner.
The best way to get home from work is on KBC English Service with Sundowner.
KBC English Service.
This is Sundowner.
For decades, pop music has swept across the world, each generation with its superstars. The pelvis-shaking Elvis was the king.
You stand out a corner and but then you ain't no friend of mine.
Bob, the legend. And Aretha, the queen.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Michael was pop royalty.
Gotta leave the 9-to-5 up on the shelf. Enjoy yourself.
And the material girl became a queen.
We are living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
Sundowner presents the Music Masters, the stories of our all-time great pop idols.
Glenn Travis Campbell was born on April 22, 1936, in Billstown, a tiny community near Delight in Pike County, Arkansas. He was the seventh son of 12 children. The family lived on a farm where they barely got by, growing cotton, corn, watermelons, and potatoes. And I quote him, "We had no electricity, and money was scarce. A dollar in those days looked as big as a saddle blanket." To supplement income, the family picked cotton for more successful farmers. He started playing guitar at the age of 4 after his uncle Boo gave him a Sears $5 guitar as a gift, with his uncle teaching him the basics of how to play. Most of family was musical, he said. By the time he was 6, he was performing on local radio stations. He continued playing guitar in his youth with no formal training and practiced when he wasn't working in the cotton fields. He developed his talent by listening to radio and records. He continued playing guitar in his youth with no formal training and practiced when he wasn't working in the cotton fields. He developed his talent by listening to radio. He dropped out of school at 14 to work in Houston alongside his brothers, installing insulation and later working at a gas station. Not satisfied with the kind of unskilled work, he started playing music at fairs and church picnics and singing gospel hymns in the church choir. He was unable to find spots performing on local radio stations, and after his parents moved to Houston, he made some appearances in a local nightclub. In 1954, at the age of 17, Campbell moved to New Mexico to join his uncle's band known as Dick Bills and the Sandia Mountain Boys. He also appeared there on his uncle's radio show and on K-Circle B-Time, the local children children's program on KOB television. It was there that he met his first wife, whom he married when he was 17 and she was 16. In 1958, he formed his own band, the Western Wranglers. He is best known for a series of hits in the 60s and 70s and for hosting a music and comedy variety show called The Glen Campbell Good Time Hour on CBS TV from January 1969 through June 72. During his 50 years in showbiz, Campbell released more than 70 albums. He sold 45 million records and accumulated 12 RIAA Gold albums, 4 Platinum albums, and 1 Double Platinum album. He placed a total of 80 different songs on either the Billboard Country Chart, Billboard Hot 100, or Adult Contemporary Chart, of which 29 made the top 10 and of which 9 reached number 1 on at least one of those charts. Campbell's hits include recordings of John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind, Jimmy Webb's By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Wichita Lineman and Galveston, Larry's Whiz, Rhinestone Cowboy, and Alan Toussaint's Southern Nights. He made history in 1967 by winning 4 Grammys in the country and pop categories for Gentle on My Mind. He received 2 awards in country and western. By the Time I Get to Phoenix, did the same in pop. 3 of his early hits later won Grammy Hall of Fame awards in 2000, 2004, 2008, while he himself won the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2012. He earned trophies for Male Vocalist of the Year, both the Country Music Association and the Academy of Country Music, and took the CMA's top awards as 1968 Entertainer of the Year. Campbell was raised in the Church of Christ Baptist, joined a Baptist church in Phoenix along with his wife Kim. In a 2008 interview, they said that they had been adherents of Messianic Judaism for 2 decades and attended the local synagogue every Saturday along with celebrating Jewish holidays and Christmas. He had problems with alcoholism and cocaine addiction in the early 80s. He was arrested in 2003 and pleaded guilty to drunk driving and leaving the scene of an accident. He spent 10 days in jail. Following his late 2010 Alzheimer's diagnosis, Glen Campbell embarked on a final goodbye tour with 3 of his children joining him in his backup band. His final show was on November 30th, 2012 in Napa, California. In January 2013, he recorded his final song, I'm Not Gonna Miss You, during what would be his last recording sessions. The song, which is featured in the 2014 documentary Glen Campbell, I'll Be Me, was released on September 30th, 2014, with the documentary following on October 24. In April 2014, news reports indicated that Campbell had become a patient at an Alzheimer's long-term care and treatment facility. And on March 4th, 2015, Association Press reported that 2 of Campbell's children, Debbie and Travis, had sought legal action against Campbell's wife, Kim, with the assertion she secluded the singer and prevented them from participating in Campbell's medical care. Tanya Tucker fought for his children to visit with him, and on March 8, 2016, Rolling Stone reported that Campbell was living in a Nashville memory care facility and that he was in the final stages of his disease. He was unable to communicate with people or understand what people said to him. However, his family stated he was receiving good care and was happy and cheerful. On Campbell's 80th birthday, Jimmy Webb, with whom he had frequently collaborated, announced that he would launch a special edition of his national touring show on May 3rd, 2016, called Jimmy Webb, The Glen Campbell Years, at Nashville's City Winery. Glen Campbell died of Alzheimer's disease in Nashville, Tennessee, on Tuesday, August 8, 2017, 6 years after his diagnosis. We celebrate Glen Campbell. The music man.
broadcasters. They change the world through the power of music.
And here's one of his biggest hits ever, Rhinestone Cowboy.
So long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain.
Choice of music, Sundowner, KBC English Service.
To make things clear, know when to face the truth, and I know that the moment is here. I'll open my heart. Love has no pride, I feel. I've got nothing to hide. So open your eyes, see who I am, and not who you want from me. I am only myself, myself. I don't wanna lose you now. We're gonna get through somehow. Don't wanna lose you now. Forever. Maybe I'm fine. the way you stay. It's all up to you to tell me to go. 'Cause it won't be me to walk away when you're all that I know.
Wanna lose you? Her name is Gloria Estefan, and she brings us well into the second hour of Sundowner here on KBC English Service. You're with me, Catherine Donye. Remember, you can talk to me via X at KBC English at Catherine Donye. The hashtag is Sundowner KBC. Now, at this moment in time, Kenya Revenue Authority is writing off penalties and interest on outstanding tax debt for tax periods up to 31st December 2022. The tax amnesty shall be implemented as follows. 1. Where a person has paid all the principal taxes that were due by 31st December 2022, the person will be entitled to automatic waiver of the penalties, underline penalties and interest related to that period, and will not be required to make an amnesty application. 2. Where a person has not paid all the principal taxes accrued up to 31st December 2022, they will be required to apply to the Commissioner for Amnesty on interest and penalties and propose a payment plan for any outstanding principal taxes which should be paid not later than 30th June 2024. The target groups, the tax amnesty program targets the following audiences: taxpayers who have no principal taxes owed but have penalties and interest for periods up to 31st December 2022, and taxpayers with outstanding tax accrued up to 31st December 2022 who can fully pay any outstanding principal taxes by 30th June 2024. You lie on either of those. What you need to remember about this amnesty is tax amnesty applies to interest and penalties on tax debt for periods up to 31st December 2022. The deadline for tax amnesty is 30th June 2024. After this, taxpayers will be required to pay their tax debt in full, including the penalties and interests. Any payment plan after June will include penalties and interest. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and may not come around again, so take it up now. KRN PIN holders not on iTax to register their PINs on iTax, file the necessary returns and get their penalties and interests written off. KRA PIN holders who have not been filing over the years for various reasons, for example, business going down due to issues such as COVID-19, can now file all their pending returns and have their penalties and interests for periods up to December 2022 written off. Take a step. Pay off your outstanding tax debt in easy installments by 30th June 2024 and watch those penalties and interests vanish. Visit the KRA website for guidelines on how to apply. You can also call KRA on 0711-099-999 or visit any of the nearest KRA offices. Anza upya na KRA Tax Amnesty, Kenya Revenue Authority. Tulipe ushuru, tujitegeme. This is Natalie Call. Rest of the night.
Yes!
Unaona hiyo mbao?
Bao gani?
Kwani unasherekea nini?
Bro, KRA ni kama wamenipatia discounts.
Discount? Acha zako.
Cheki, nilikuwa na deni ya 148,300 na KRA wameniambia nilipe 20,000 bila penalties na interest. Na isitoshe, wamenikubalia nilipe pole pole, bora tu nimalize deni by 30th June 2024.
Ebu nione.
Ah, ndio hii, cheki.
Kenya Revenue Authority is writing off all penalties and interest on outstanding tax debt for periods up to 31st December 2022. Pay off your tax liability in easy installments by 30th June 2024 and watch your penalties and interest vanish from your profile. Visit the KRA website on guidelines on how to apply and apply now via iTax. Terms and conditions apply. Kenya Revenue Authority. Tulipe ushuru, tujitegemee.
Stand with I don't know how much.
The number one.
But I know I love you.
Early evening show on Kenyan Radio. Weathered many storms.
And that may be all I need to know.
And stood the test of time.
And that may be all I need to know.
Sundowner. With the queen of the airwaves, Catherine Donye.
That may be all there is to know.
On KBC English Service.
KBC Channel 1. Kenya's watching.
Kenya Broadcasting Corporation is Kenya's most trusted news and entertainment brand. Grow your business, acquire more clients, and reach new diverse audiences by advertising with us. We connect brands to audiences that matter, driving results for brands and enhance your current marketing strategies. We have packages for all needs and no product is too small for us. Contact us today and capitalize on our combined power of radio, TV and digital platforms. Our numbers are 0724-780-124, 0728-892-654 or 020-222-1630. You can also reach out on our email, advertising@kbc.co.ke. Your national broadcaster, connecting Kenyans.
Thank you.
shake you down. We'll go all the way to heaven. Gregory Abbott. At exactly 25 minutes to 7 p.m. East African time, it is Sundowner and is coming away from the National Radio, KBC English Service, Station of the Nation, where it all started. With me, Catherine Donye, and every evening we do this to relax you after a busy day, more so on Mondays. We call it the Monday Blues Beta Edition, and I did ask, where is the NOAA weather finding you this evening? It's been raining, and especially here in the city. I don't know about where you are, but most parts of the country have received more than enough rain. It's okay to be careful as you move around. It's okay to check on your stuff, especially if you've parked your car outside. Don't be like a friend of mine who woke up on Sunday and couldn't find his car. It was underwater. So don't enjoy the sound of the rain on your roof too much until you forget your properties and your animals, your livestock. You know, it's good to take extra caution at these times when we are receiving more than normal rain. Now, on the streets of X, Mark Barasa is here, tuned in from Kitengela, and he's going to be here till the end. He says, Regina Thiong'o, Will Cheru, Awor Nyarombogo says, let there be rain, seize your sunshine. Rain in Nairobi tuned, and he says, good evening. Well, good evening right back to you, Awor Nyarombogo. Who else is here? George Wanjala, tuned in with your family, Eve Kangas, Abigail Wekaya, and my beautiful wife, Jacqueline Nanjala. You say, let them feel loved by Dad. We also have Amanda Alfred tuned in. We have Lil Pinky. We have Lee Karaoke M locked in from Lolongo after a day. Today is not Wacky Wednesday. Wacky Wednesday is going to be here day after tomorrow. You can keep that request for Wacky Wednesday. If you know you've contacted me with the aim of requesting for a song, mine is a polite reminder that Wacky Wednesday happens once every Wednesday. Mark Githiru tuned in from Nakuru. Say it's a rainy, chilly evening here, but the classic Sundowner tunes are keeping up us warm, both mind, body, and soul. Keep up the good work, KBC crew, and happy listening to your fellow ardent fans. Michael George HND in Kisumu City. Toto wa Simba, it's been a while. You're talking to Mark Macau. You say, lyrics man, always happy to be in your company. KBC English Service is the best place to be. Always enjoying my evenings with the soothing music with my host, the queen of the airwaves. Asante Mtoto wa Simba. Salim from Cheptiret, listening from Burnt Forest with Miriam Ruto. It's good to know people actually have company when they are tuned into Sundowner. William Uthiga, you say, better late than never today. Better Than Today by Don Williams. You say it warmed up your evening and you're loving the show. Edwin Kiplimo in Eldoret, Chips Road. Oscar, thank you. Keep them tweets coming at KBC English at Catherine Donye. Here is Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, The Naughty Little Flea. Listen carefully. It's a nice song.
Where did a naughty little flea go? Won't somebody tell me? Where did a naughty little flea go? Won't somebody tell me? Tell me now, where did a naughty little flea go?
Nobody knows.
Tell me now, where did a naughty little flea go?
Nobody knows.
There was a naughty little flea. He climbed up on the doggy's knee. He climbed some here, he climbed some there. He was climbing everywhere. Tell me, where did a naughty little flea go?
Nobody tell me.
Nobody know. Where did a naughty little flea go? some food and rest. Well, he beat him here, he beat him there, he beat him almost everywhere. And when he done, he wanted more. He never tasted such a dog before. Well, where did the naughty little flea go? Well, he beat him here, he beat him there, he chewed him almost everywhere. Well, he beat him on the toe and the knee and the nose. He beat him everywhere, he didn't have clothes. Well, the doggy went to see a show, and there he saw Brigitte Bardot. The naughty flea said, what a feast. She really is a delicious beast. Tell me, when did the naughty little flea go?
Nobody know, nobody know.
Now where did the naughty little flea go? Scratch me back, scratch, scratch me back. It really is a fact. The less I eat, the more I scratch. Everybody now scratch, scratch me back.
A little higher.
Scratch, scratch me back. It really is a fact. The less I eat, the more I scratch. Everybody now headed in a naughty little flea.
Kenya's watching.
Kenya Broadcasting Corporation is Kenya's most trusted news and entertainment brand. Grow your business, acquire more clients, and reach new diverse audiences by advertising with us. We connect brands to audiences that matter, driving results for brands and enhance your current marketing strategies. We have packages for all needs and no product is too small for us. Contact us today and capitalize on our combined power of radio, TV and digital platforms. Our numbers are 0724-780-124, 0728-892-654 or 020-222-1630. You can also reach out on our email advertising@kbc.co.ke. Your national broadcaster, connecting Kenyans.
Mandela China, la pekona, la pefelikona.
La pekuna,
Victoria Mpenge
Hasi mbona mutati wetu Lape kuna La wafela kuna
Neo Agat
Hasi mbona nga
Hasi
mbona mfo wetu Lape kuna La wafela kona
Hawiti yeywena
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 Yeywena nawe So figa nini la siyako na la siyako
Sundowner with Catherine Donye on KBC English Service.
Bobby Gentry, a song from 1970. It's a familiar song. You've heard it from the Everly Brothers and many other artists, including the Dart Band. And that's our music master there, Glenn Campbell, bringing us to 5 minutes to 7 p.m. East African time. It's been the Monday Blues Beater edition of Sundowner. If you don't have too much to be grateful for, at least be grateful you were born and are still breathing. Like the American author, storyteller, and rock musician Rob Bresnay says, being born on the earth is the highest honor and greatest privilege. To be alive as human beings gives us the chance to pull off exquisite and Herculean feats of magic that are not possible in Nirvana or heaven or any other so-called paradise, higher dimension, or better place. Let's be grateful that we are here now. I've been your host, Catherine Donye, looking forward to tomorrow. In the meantime, we have the news broadcast in 5 minutes time, and remember, you have a late date to keep with Mariam Kaptuya tonight.
The battle for the sole Kenyan slot in the CAF Confederation Cup is now at the quarterfinal phase of the Mozart Bet Cup. KBC English Service will broadcast the contest on 27th and 28th April. Defending champions Kakamega Homeboys will be defending their crown against KCB FC. Kariobangi Sharks are up against giant-killing SS Assad FC. Kenya Police face three-time winners Sofapaka FC and nine-time winners AFC Leopards face Kompel FC. Join our commentators Bernard Okumu and Daniel Wahome for the live action powered by Mozart Bets.
Your favorite music on your favorite radio. KBC English Service.